Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3054, How to Give Yourself to Whatever the Moment Brings and Forget Stress, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. And I'm gonna jump right into another post and start optimizing your life. How to Give Yourself to Whatever the Moment Brings and Forget Stress, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. The prevailing way of living in our Western societies is to plan out our lives, both for the long term and on a day-to-day basis. We have planners and digital calendars that map out our lives, sometimes to the minute. We feel we're in control with plans like this, but it's an illusion, as I've said before. We cannot control our lives to this degree, no matter how we try. Things will always come up to spoil the best laid plans, and the more detailed our plans, the more of a guarantee that something will go wrong. And what happens when the plans go wrong? We're stressed out because things get out of our control and don't live up to our expectations. This is one of the greatest sources of stress for most people, actually. Think about how often your days actually go according to plan exactly. It's pretty rare because we have no way of predicting the future, no matter how hard we try. There's always an email that will disrupt things, a last-minute meeting, cancellations and postponements, emergencies and fires to put out. So if plans will almost always go wrong, and when they do, we get stressed out, isn't all the time we spend creating the plans a bit of a waste? But what's the alternative? Well, giving yourself to the moment. And this will not work for everyone, I'll admit. There are those who will have a hard time giving up the illusion of control, and others who are controlled by their bosses or peers and cannot work or live this way. Still, it's something worth considering. Here's how to do it, starting with the don'ts. Number one, don't plan. Planning is an attempt to control the world around us, but it's a futile attempt. Throw out your plans for now, at least until you've decided this method isn't for you. What do you do instead? Well, more on this to come. For now, just stop planning. Number two, don't worry about the future. Will something bad happen? Are there things coming up that we must anticipate and prepare for? Of course, if there's a massive hurricane headed your way, you should probably get ready. But otherwise, just realize that the future is unpredictable, and worrying about it is a waste of time. Focus on right now, and you'll always be able to handle what comes. Number three, don't have expectations. If you expect people to act a certain way or hope that things will turn out a certain way, you'll always run into problems. Forget about outcomes for now. Go into things without expectations, and they'll always turn out perfectly, if a bit messy. Number four, Don't get annoyed when others act a certain way. Don't expect people to act any way other than how they actually act. They are exactly the way they should be, even if that's selfish or weird or aggressive. Those are their problems. Your problem is figuring out how you should act. I'd also advise you to try to understand others. Why do they act the way they do? 5, don't overreact. This is a major problem when people plan and things go wrong. They overreact and get upset and emotional and blow things out of proportion. Stay calm, because if things go wrong, they didn't actually go wrong, they just happened. More on how to react later. And 6, don't try to be proactive. This is a common prescription, being proactive, in management and business literature. And while I think the general idea is fine, do something to prevent problems from recurring rather than just fixing them after they happen, one of the problems this creates is always worrying about what might happen. And creating solutions before there are problems, if there never is a problem, you've wasted a lot of time creating the solution and a lot of energy worrying about the future. And now for the do's. 1, do be open. What would it be like to go into each day without a plan, but just to see what happens? A bit scary because of the lack of security and control, a bit chaotic perhaps, a bit like we're a piece of driftwood floating in the middle of a churning sea. But in truth, this is what it's like to go into each day with a plan. It's just that we normally fool ourselves about the amount of control we have. So start the day with no plan and be open to what emerges in each moment. 2, do what you love. So what should you do now that you have no plan? Well, do what you're passionate about. Do what excites you right now. Create something amazing. Pour yourself energetically into a project. Build something new. And what you think you're creating might turn out to be completely different from what emerges, but you'll have fun doing it and something even better might be revealed. 3, do act in the moment. Giving yourself to the moment doesn't mean being passive and just letting life happen. It means acting, but doing what is best at this moment, what you're excited about right now, what needs to be done in the present. 4, do respond appropriately. Life happens and we must respond, but instead of overreacting, we can respond calmly and appropriately. We can take the action that's required, fix the problem, do what's necessary to prevent it from happening again, and move on without it ruining our day. And 5, do accept. Accept what happens. It might not be what you considered ideal, but it's what life has given you, what has resulted from your actions in an unpredictable world. Accept it, respond, act, and move on. Don't get caught up in things not going your way, but accept that that's what happened. Again, this way of living won't be for everybody. Some don't have the freedom to live this way, and others just won't give up control. Some will think this is a passive way of living, but it really isn't. It's just a way of living in the moment without being caught up in the future or the past so much. And when we live in the moment, we're really living life to the fullest. This is the gift of the present. You just listened to the post titled, How to Give Yourself to Whatever the Moment Brings and Forget Stress, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Leo, an author I've been reading from since pretty much the beginning of this podcast in 2015. He covers a wide range of topics, so you can hear him across pretty much all of our podcasts. I'm sure we've both experienced what Leo talked about in this post, how we can plan a day pretty much to the minute, and rarely will it actually turn out that way, because a lot is outside our control. And I don't know about you, but it's usually an extreme for me, or at least it feels that way, probably because of some bias that I have. So like when I already have a really busy day planned, it seems like more gets added on. Or the opposite, I could feel like there's finally, not much that I need to do today, but then something will come up and inevitably fill that time. That seems to happen a lot. But again, it could just be my memory remembering those moments because they're extreme. But anyway, I don't think this post is an all or nothing situation, as most things shouldn't be. I don't think we should never plan. It can definitely be helpful to pencil into your calendar some self-care time, for example, like exercising, meditating, taking a walk, and so on. But I think most of us tend to overplan. And this is a good way to remember that there is a middle path. There's balance, since things tend to not go as planned. Flexibility is key. So thank you to Leo for this one. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you're having a great morning or afternoon or evening whenever you're listening to this, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.